Hey, Jude. Jude looked up from a stack of invoices and turned to Steve, his cubicle mate.
Hmm?
You're doing it again. Jude's foot stopped moving, and he realized he'd been tapping it against the leg of his desk. Again. Tucking his feet beneath his chair, he muttered,
Sorry.
No reply. At least Steve was more or less polite about it. Their other cubicle mate, Grant, was constantly on Jude's case and never even tried to hide his irritation. Jude knew it annoyed them, and he tried his best not to do it, but telling a drummer not to tap his foot was like telling an eye not to see.
You're not a drummer anymore.
He gritted his teeth. He'd always be a drummer. Always. Just because he wasn't in a band at the moment didn't mean...
Whatever helps you sleep at night, dude.
Cursing under his breath, he scrubbed a hand over his face. His leg itched with the need to mark time to the rhythm he had stuck in his head. He couldn't listen to the radio, couldn't wear headphones, couldn't tap his foot, couldn't fucking concentrate.
Jude?
Steve sounded concerned this time.
You okay?
Grant muttered something. Jude didn't catch it, but he recognized the tone and glanced at his own fingers, which were tapping beside his keyboard.
Fuck. I'll be right back.
He snatched his phone off the desk and left. Head down, heart thumping, he hurried through the maze of cubicles. His cigarettes and lighter were already in his hand. He didn't even remember pulling them out of his pocket, but whatever. As the door to the communal patio came into view, he put a cigarette between his lips. He sensed one of the receptionists glaring at him.
It's not even lit, for God's sake.
But kept his gaze fixed on the door in front of him. And finally, he was there. He pushed it open with his hip, and before he'd even stepped all the way out into the SoCal heat, he'd cupped a hand around the end of his cigarette and flicked the lighter. One drag brought his pulse back down. The second stilled his hands. Sort of. His fingers might as well have had a mind of their own, and were tapping out the bass line of a song he'd heard this morning on the radio. That tapping, much like the nicotine easing its way into his system, settled him, centered him, and naturally drove his co-workers insane. Holding his cigarette between two fingers, he rubbed his forehead with the heel of his hand. He'd long ago given up telling himself he was just having a bad day. If that were the case, he wouldn't be out here every fucking afternoon smoking two or three cigarettes in a row just to keep himself sane until 5 o'clock. And there wouldn't be two more in the car. Three, if traffic was exceptionally bad, even by Los Angeles standards. At least in the car, he'd have music. The radio worked, and he had his iPod as a backup. He'd be able to get the beat out of his system on the steering wheel because there'd be no one around to get on his case about it. He lowered his hand and glared at the cigarette. His mom kept telling him these things would kill him sooner or later. After a year and a half behind a desk in a cramped cubicle, he was pretty sure the job would do him in well before the smokes did.
It's your own fault you're here.
Jude swore under his breath. Then he took another long drag and held it for a moment as he gazed out at the hazy L.A. skyline. Every day it was the same shit. He worked until he couldn't anymore. Then he made his escape to this patio. And smoked. And kicked himself. For being here in the first place. This job was hell. The monotony and the buzz of fluorescent lights seemed to numb everyone else into some weird state where casual Friday and birthday potlucks were things to legitimately look forward to. But he had never adjusted. Day by day, he grew surer that he never would.
I could be on the road with them right now.
The thought didn't even make him flinch anymore. Well, not much. Okay, and not as bad as it had when he'd first found out the band was going on tour. 6 months. If he could have just hung on for 6 more goddamned months, he'd have been there when the record company offered them a deal. He'd have signed. He'd have been on tour, right now. He'd have been on stage under the hot lights instead of dying inside under fluorescence while he crunched numbers he didn't care about to make people he didn't know rich.